At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Category 5 Hurricane Irma has now reached the Eastern Caribbean, and a hit to Florida looks more likely within days.
All of Florida seems to be preparing for a direct hit from Irma. Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine.
One of the things we're doing, of course, is making sure we got portable generators on the ground. We have portable pumps on the ground.
But he said because some of the nation's resources are in Southeast Texas right now, it's complicating matters.
Houston has taken a lot of these generators that need them.
His offices have been communicating with people who live in Miami Beach about Irma for days now.
We've been telling our folks, the residents of Miami Beach, make sure you have a personal plan to deal with this hurricane.
Evacuations are taking place in the Florida Keys, including 5,000 people from the Naval Air Station in Key West. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
President Trump says he may revisit DACA in 6 months. He's putting pressure on Congress in the meantime to pass legislation that will protect undocumented dreamers.
If Congress does not pass a bill to protect dreamers from deportation, the assurance from President Donald Trump that he will revisit the issue is little comfort to 19-year-old Deanna Plantas.
Losing it is going to be very devastating. It's going to be another emotional wreck for us.
Another emotional wreck, she says, because she's cleaning up the wreckage inside her Houston home, heavily damaged by Hurricane Harvey. She's the daughter of undocumented immigrants who brought her to the United States when she was 2 years old. She's worried about what a future without DACA will mean for her family. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Some Maryland state lawmakers want to call a special session of the General Assembly in response to the cancellation of DACA. Montgomery County Democratic Delegate Andrew Platt.
We're looking at what the state can do now. We've been in conversations with Attorney General Brian Frosch to see what we can do, what isn't preempted, what is preempted, so that we can protect individuals in our community.
Platt spoke to MyMC Media. A group that has been marching from Charlottesville to Washington is expected to arrive today, and that could impact your drive home.
The march began on August 28th and will wrap up with a rally at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial this afternoon. Melanie Stamp is a spokeswoman for the march to confront white supremacy.
We'll be gathering in the morning, then gathering at 3 p.m. at Gateway Park, then marching over the Key Bridge, then we will make it to our final location.
She says there have been about 35 people who've been marching consistently, but a much larger group is expected this afternoon. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A former federal protective officer who pleaded guilty to killing his wife and two others in a two-day shooting spree last year will see his case finally wrapped up today.
Eulalio Tordils getting sentenced in the killing of his wife and the shooting of a Good Samaritan at High Point High School in Beltsville in May 2016. He pleaded guilty in that case and the one that came out of Montgomery County, where Tordil killed two and shot two others the next day, trying to find a getaway car in the parking lots of Westfield Montgomery Mall and the Aspen Hill Giant.
This was a man who did not care what injury he caused to his wife or to anyone else who got in the way.
Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy called it random violence. Tordil was sentenced to 4 consecutive life terms there. He faces another today in Prince George's County. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Charlottesville's statue of Stonewall Jackson is going to be removed. The city council voted unanimously last night to get rid of it, pending the outcome of a lawsuit challenging the city's authority to do so. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,753, the Nasdaq at 6,376. Sports Daniel Murphy hits his 22nd homer as the Nats beat the Marlins again. The O's stunned the Yankees with a walk-off win, and the Mystics host the Dallas Wings tonight to open the WNBA postseason. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. Getting a little busy. Be cautious on the Fairfax County Parkway with the crash now northbound. It's going to be after 123, but before you get to Burke Center Parkway on 66 in Fair Oaks, right as you pass 50 toward 123. Right in the center of the roadway for the accident activity. Delays back near the Fairfax County Parkway. Now, let's go Maryland, where on 270 southbound had the crash reported southbound near the Monocacy. Definitely seeing delays through Urbana and Hyattstown. Beyond that, though, good. Down through Gaithersburg, Rockville, down to the Beltway. Top side of the Beltway, Colesville Road, and around to Georgia Avenue slowing. George Washington Parkway, I want to remind you, too, we still have that single car crash southbound GW Parkway before you get to the Memorial Circle. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler weather now coming in after an 87 yesterday. A few showers around this morning. Some steadier rain for the afternoon. Much cooler temperatures will also be coming in. Really not moving much from where we are this morning. Upper 60s to low 70s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Woodbridge, 64 in Gaithersburg, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. One liberal Democratic U.S. senator agrees with President Trump. DACA probably isn't legal. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this rainy Wednesday. Joining us later this hour at 6:35 is Cal Thomas, syndicated columnist, who has a lot to say. At 7:05, it's Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. We'll talk to him about DACA. Where will Congress go with that? At 7:35, it's Phil Kirpin. We'll discuss Senator Bob Menendez's upcoming trial. At 8:05, Maura Judkiss from the Washington Post. And at 8:35, are you ready? Stephen Green, he's one of those marchers who's marched up from Charlottesville to D.C. They are arriving here today, and we'll find out what's on their agenda. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. I'm so tickled by this. And I'm interested to find out what you think about this. Is it getting a lot harder for women to marry up these days? And when I say marry up, you know, usually we talk about financial classes, moving up, being able to marry somebody who's, you know, making a little bit more than you, kind of like join into their lifestyle. Because according to a new study published in Demography and elevated by Washingtonian Magazine, it's now more likely for women to have a college degree than it is for men, which is changing the marriage market. And it's making it harder for women to marry up by marrying someone who is more educated. This is interesting. So in Washington, we've seen this kind of going on for a while, especially because there's more women than men. And now that you have so many more women earning college degrees than men, the end result is that it's inverting what we traditionally think of as, you know, more men having degrees, more men being in jobs where they're successful. Now, everything's sort of starting to become flipped on its head from how we normally have viewed it. And the end result is that women are finding it much harder to marry up. And all of a sudden, it's the men who are doing all of the marrying up. I'd contend that many of the men I know have all argued that they've married up to their beautiful wives. But still, you've got a situation where Washingtonian Magazine is saying this is all changing. And I want to know, do you think it's changing? Men, are you, in, first of all, you know, men, are you intimidated by a woman who makes more than you? Can you be in a situation where your significant other is just dominating you financially? Just beating the ever-living crap out of you with that checkbook. Like, she's just smoking you and you have no chance of catching up. None at all. Or are you just kind of genuinely pleased to be in that situation? And for women, is it getting harder to find a successful man who's outpacing you? Maybe you desperately want somebody who's going to kind of just always stay one step ahead of you. Kind of keeps you hungry to catch up, maybe. Maybe there's some competition there. How do you view this, especially here in Washington, D.C.? It's an interesting market for this. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, or tweet us at WMALDC.
You know, I find this so interesting because this entire piece, in my humble opinion, is based on the fact that the benefits of marriage is strictly financial. Because this writer, Caroline Cunningham, says women are on the way up, but their less educated partners are dragging down the family income average. Wait a minute. Did she feel that women were dragging down the family average when back in the day women were less likely to be making as much or more than their husbands? No, of course she didn't. You know, so this entire piece, if she, you know, I think her point is, well, I don't know what her point is, but to me, the entire piece seems sexist, right? Listen, when I first got married, my husband was still in school. He was in school. And so I had a kick-butt job making good bank. So who do you think paid the majority of the bills? Now, I will be honest, but honestly, my husband and I have separate accounts, separate credit cards, separate checking accounts, separate bank accounts, the whole bit. And but we to this day pay a percentage of our income towards bills. So at that point in time, I was paying the bulk of the bills because he was in school.
Yes.
And he did work, but he was in school and wasn't making what I was making. Over time, that flipped and he started outpacing me phenomenally. So he picks up the bulk of the bills, you know, and then there were times when I had a better job and I was making more money again, not more than him, but still more money. I started picking up more of the bills. So for us, that's fine. It works for us. But what happens when you have kids? What happens when you bring children into the picture? How many men, if they make less money, are willing to stay home and be a stay-at-home dad? That's the logical thing, right? If you have children and you make enough that one of you can stay home, it makes sense for the person who's earning less money to be the one to give up his or her job and stay home.
Right.
That just makes financial sense.
And people make that decision all the time now.
All the time. And I wonder how many guys can give up their careers, because men are so defined by what they do, and stay home and take care of children full time. Well, I know someone who does.
I think you're right. I think men are tortured, actually, when they make that decision, much more so than women, which is to say that, you know, women want to be loved, men want to be respected. And in order to be respected, a lot of men tie up the definition of their life in sort of like what a success they can achieve in their career. And that's important to them. I have a friend who is, as Donald Trump would call him, a killer. He's spent his entire career so far in logistics, basically handling major companies' products and getting them in and out of warehouses and just sort of like how that all works. So he's done well for himself. He's about to marry an anesthesiologist who's absolutely killing him in terms of how much money she makes. And he's totally fine with it. I was so interested to find out. He was totally fine with it. He loves it. And in fact, like you were saying, she'll end up taking on sort of like more of the obligations at first because she can handle it. But that's just sort of the agreement that they've come to. But again, he's a guy who's been defined by just being aggressive and successful and like always very capable. And he's settled into a comfort zone here that this is great. Not only am I successful, she is too, and that brings some gratitude to him, some solace to him. He likes that, how that's structured. So what do you think of all this? Washingtonian Magazine arguing that things are changing here, that to marry up for women, it's becoming much more difficult, that men, in fact, are the ones that are now having to marry up.
And you can tweet us, use the hashtag MOTM for Mornings on the Mall. And it's not Megan. texted us and said, unintended consequences, a few couples getting married, men becoming weaker in their resolve, more women alone and less commitment.
Interesting. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Robert in Manchester this morning. Good morning, Robert. You're first up here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I wish he made as much as I did. She's more than happy to stay home. I make 2.5 times what she does. And believe me, I'm not underplaying what she makes.
You know something?
I'm very grateful she contributes.
You know something, Robert? What you just said, I think you're right. I think most men who are already married will assess it from that perspective.
Yes.
They'll be like, yeah, I don't care. Look, I'm already married to her. What does it matter? I don't need to convince her to marry me. She doesn't need to be any more impressed by me. She was impressed enough to say yes in the first place.
I'm amazed she said yes.
Yeah, I feel that. Robert, I feel the same way. I'm amazed. Not only that your wife said yes, but that mine said yes. I view it from the perspective of this is probably a much more of a consideration for someone who's dating.
Yes.
For someone who's not yet married, who's like, I got to bring something to the table. I've got to be impressive. I wasn't born gorgeous. I'm not a woman. God destined me to be a man. And so I got to figure out something else. Either develop a sense of humor or get rich because I don't have much else going for me. Come on now.
It is different when you're dating. I dated someone who made significantly less than I, and I didn't think it would bother me until he got way comfortable saying, hey, let's go here for dinner. Hey, let's. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm footing the bill for this? Who do you think you are? So I think it's much different after you're married than when you're dating.
All right, let's get your reaction to this in a moment. 888-630-9625 or tweet us at WMALDC. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here's the update on 66 eastbound after you pass 50, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks toward 123. They just moved the crash to the right shoulder. Now, I'm watching this in the camera. They had to stop traffic to get everybody over to the right. So now you're moving again, albeit slowly here, as you come in from Centerville. So Centerville up past the crash near and before you get to 123. Now, on the Fairfax County Parkway, they are still working on the crash. Northbound side, north of 123 before you get to the Burke Center Parkway. George Washington Parkway still dealing with the single vehicle incident here. Southbound GW Parkway. Now I'm looking at delays as you're coming from near the overlooks. That takes you past the Key Bridge toward Memorial Circle. Again, you lose one lane. Now I spoke to crews on the Claire Barton Parkway heading up toward the Chain Bridge. They don't have anything reported there. No problems reported with the lights, but heavy volume as you head toward Canal Road. Top side of the Marlin Beltway, University Boulevard, and around toward George Avenue. Heavy. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers this morning becoming a steady rain during the afternoon hours. Cooler temperature holding in the upper 60s to lower 70s all day. Tonight, rain ending this evening. Partial clearing overnight with a low of 57. And then tomorrow we'll have mostly sunny skies, a high around 75 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. 6:17 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It's now easier for men to marry up than women, a new study finds. A couple years ago, we were talking about a D.C. woman get harder and harder for her to find a date. Now it's harder and harder for her to find a man who makes more than her or is more educated than her. It's according to a new study. Very interesting. Let's go to Gary right now on Mornings on the Mall. And they're up next. Gary, good morning. Great, sir. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, doesn't this destroy the Lust narrative and probably that same magazine that women make more than, or that men make more than women?
Yeah,
much harder for them to find it.
Totally. Well, we already know that. I mean, that narrative basically doesn't exist. It's a narrative. You're right. It's been destroyed by facts. The gender gap, to the extent that it exists at all, is almost infinitesimal. But you're right. I mean, this is clearly flying in the face of this notion that it's like a separate class system for women in the United States. No, not at all. And in fact, in a couple years from now, given how much more educated women are than men, and how much more college degrees we have going to women, I expect things are going to change pretty dramatically.
Well, there's a difference between the pay gap and women making more than men. there's a difference between the two. You know, the women could, like an anesthesiologist, a female anesthesiologist can be making, you know, $10,000 less than a male. I'm just using that as a male anesthesiologist. So there, the pay gap still exists according to this study, but yet the women are making more. If they were men, they'd be making even more, is what the study's saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's bogus. The whole, the stats are bogus on the pay gap, unquestionably.
It's the job that matters, not necessarily.
Yeah, equal pay for equal work. I mean, that's sort of the point. Yeah, you're right. Good points this morning, Gary. Let's go to Sarah up next here in Bristow. Good morning, Sarah. Nice to get a perspective of a woman here.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I just think that these broad generalizations of you know, women making more than men or whatnot, this broad brush, it just really rubs me the wrong way, because our situation does not fit that mold, and we kind of go against all odds on this. So my husband works full-time from home. He makes more than me working full-time from home, and he's taking care of the kids because I'm the one that's outside of the house till late
yes.
in the day. So he's bringing the kids to school or to the school bus or whatnot and making more than me. But then when we had first gotten together before we got married, it was flipped. He was looking for a job, and I was making more than him. So I just, all these situations, I mean, it's very, you know, family or person, individual
yes.
Specific. So it just breaks the mold on all of this.
For definitely. And but you see, and your situation, I feel like, is increasingly the one that we're beginning to see, sort of dynamic working family situations. But there must have been something, Sarah, that attracted you to your husband then. It wasn't his checkbook.
Right, absolutely, because we have morals and values, and religiously we're aligned, politically we're aligned.
Yes.
There's something much larger than just what's in our bank account that surpasses these issues and keeps us together, because we have more important things that we're aligned to.
Well, good for you. More evidence that women have a lot more depth than men. Thank you, Sarah, very much. Appreciate your input this morning. Let's go to Paul up next here in Lexington Park. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good.
I actually, my wife has stayed home. She refers to herself as a domestic engineer, but we've raised four kids and now grandkids, and my youngest is 21, and I'll be honest with you, I heard the last caller say, you know, I'd love to be home. Man, there is no way I could handle that. It takes a special person to be able to stay home and raise the kids, and I'm not one of them, that's for sure.
I mean, I know, Paul, this is a good point. I know guys who don't want to retire ever, who are saying, I never want to be in a situation where I'm not working. Like, I like it, and I want to keep doing it, and I don't want to go home at all. I don't want to retire even. I know there's some wide disagreement on that, but I think there are men out there who are kind of like, no, I need to leave the house. I need to work. It feels good, and it feels rewarding.
Well, I love the reward part of it, but to be honest with you, I don't, and I love my kids, but really, and when I'm home, I'm a fun dad and everything, but man, it's a lot worse. It's almost like I need to go to work just to get a break, because it is difficult.
Yeah, good point.
It's 24/7, 365. My mother always used to say, you realize there's no vacation for mothers, because when I go on vacation, you're still with me. So she used to tell us as children, you know why there's no vacation for mommies? Because when I go on vacation, you three, you're with me.
Yeah. I know.
I bring my job with me.
I love those back-to-school commercials where the parents are all rejoicing. Yes. Like it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to them.
Those are awesome.
All right. But more on marrying up and what direction it's heading and what direction you think it should be heading in a moment. 6:22 on WMAL.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality.
Are you avoiding sex in your relationship?
Afraid of approaching that special someone because you can't perform well enough, or worse, you can't perform at all? At Quality Care for Men, the board-certified urologist has only one focus, treating your erectile dysfunction. High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, prostate cancer, these all contribute to your ED, and their physician knows just how to restore your sex life. Now through September 15th, your total cost for the doctor's visit, exam, and test dose is only $79. If the test dose doesn't work, you pay nothing, so you have absolutely nothing to lose, but everything to gain. This offer is extended through September 15th, so you must call now, 202-759-4330. A great sex life is just one office visit away, but you need to call right now, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Stop waiting and start living.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're looking for a break on the George Washington Parkway. Update is now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Single car incident was southbound GW Parkway, and I say was. Park police say they just reopened all the lanes south of the Key Bridge before Memorial Circle. Now, we do have delays that begin back near the overlooks, but the closer you get toward the Memorial Circle, the better the pace through that stretch. Northbound side heading out of McLean toward the Beltway. Had the car spin out on the ramp to head to the Beltway, but it's not causing any delays. Just watch for the activity there along the right side. 66, we're bunched up. Boy, out of Centerville toward 123. Crash now sits to the shoulder. That's where we've been bogged down with that early 66 activity. Now for the Maryland Beltway, normal delays that we always see. Outer loop from 95 to George Avenue. Not so normal, so watch on the inner loop. We're going to hit those brakes pretty hard here at New Hampshire Avenue, heading to the exit to go north on 95 due to the crash. Update sponsored by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. If you're suffering from knee or back pain, call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. It's 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Cooler weather on the move with some scattered showers around this morning. Steadier rain forecast for this afternoon. Temperatures holding in the upper 60s, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. Hey, I'm reading this Washingtonian piece. It's funny. The study says, quote, ironically, married women's progress in education and personal earnings has led to greater improvement in the family standard of living for married men than for women themselves. In fact, the Washingtonian writes, while it's great that more women are getting college degrees, the study also argues that marriage may now be more likely to financially benefit men. So, if men are earning more than women, that's sexist. If men are earning less than women, they're benefiting off of the financial largesse of their women, and now it's sexist. At what point can men win this conversation?
You can't. You know, I had said this to you off the air. You said, you should say this on the air. My parents, my dad's first generation American. There was no way on God's green earth my parents would have allowed me to marry a guy who was less educated than I, or was going to make less money.
Good point.
They would never have allowed it.
I think you assess this much differently as a parent than when you're in love. 627 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits while you relax through it all with sedation. Use sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
There's a sitting U.S. senator, a Democrat, being tried for corruption today. You know, big deal, just a small case. Anyway, Cal Thomas. We'll get the Cal Thomas treatment on Senator Bob Menendez coming up in mere moments. 6:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. As Hurricane Irma inches closer to Florida, the Sunshine State is getting ready.
Governor Rick Scott put the entire state of Florida in a state of emergency.
I think right now everybody's got to assume that you're going to get impacted.
Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine has taken that to heart.
We got portable generators on the ground. We have portable pumps on the ground. We've been raising our roads for a while.
Evacuations are starting in the Florida Keys today.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. President Trump is ending DACA, the Obama-era executive order that protects illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. But the president wants Congress to settle the matter within 6 months.
The president's leaving it up to Congress. They introduced a bill back in July. Number two, Senate Democrat Dick Durbin and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
A real issue of real live people who need us to act decisively.
It's called the DREAM Act and basically would allow the Dreamers, now in limbo because of the president's actions, to remain and eventually offer a path to citizenship.
They have no other country other than America.
Bob Costantini, the White House.
Some Maryland state lawmakers have been talking with the state's attorney general to see what, if anything, the General Assembly can do to protect Dreamers now that DACA is being rescinded. The other shoe is dropped in Charlottesville, where the city council has now voted unanimously to remove the city's statue of Stonewall Jackson. The vote comes 6 months after the council agreed to get rid of the Robert E. Lee statue, a move that inspired the August 12th white nationalist rally that turned violent. In a courtroom in Prince George's County today, former federal protective officer Eulalio Tordil will be sentenced for the murder of his wife and the shooting of a Good Samaritan who tried to come to her aid last year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,753, the Nasdaq at 6,376. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Nats beat Miami again for the seventh straight time. The O's come from behind to beat the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics host Dallas tonight to open the postseason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center, one of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
Dentist. Even the word makes some people uneasy. Bad dental experiences may have kept your smile hidden for years, but that is about to change. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, where we create smiles that help bring out the confident you. Our super friendly staff and incredibly experienced dentists can handle everything from a cavity to full mount dental implants, all in one office with one doctor, saving you both time and money. And with sedation dentistry, pain and fear is a thing of the past. At Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about our modern implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
It defined who I was for so long.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life.
I have hope. It's been life-changing. Now I can look forward to my future.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway and College Park busy because of the crash. This is going to be an unusual backup if you're heading, say, from Bethesda and over to College Park. It'll affect you before you get to the exit for 95 with the crash and delays beginning now before you get to New Hampshire Avenue. And I'm looking at these traffic cameras. It looks like just crawling, inching along past New Hampshire Avenue again toward the exit for 95 due to the crash. Now, the opposite side, outer loop, normal backup, slowing as you merge off of 95 and around toward George Avenue. George Washington Parkway, third accident of the morning. This one, northbound, north of the exit for Spout Run near the overlooks. To watch for response there, southbound, you see a little bit of that activity as well. 66 east, the crash near 123 over to the shoulder. Fairfax County Parkway, northbound, north of 123 for the accident. And it really gives us extra volume, too, on 123. Metro Rail, just a heads up on the Green Line. Expect delays toward Greenbelt. They have a broken down train they're dealing with at the waterfront. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances coming in this morning. Scattered showers, a steadier rain possible this afternoon. And temperature-wise, we're going to hold in the upper 60s, maybe the low 70s all day. So temperatures much cooler, quarter of an inch of rain. The rain will end early tonight, then some clearing, upper 50s, suburbs cooler. Sunny tomorrow, a high of only 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Gainesville, 68 in Waldorf, 70 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 7:05 this morning, Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies to break down DACA and what he'd like to see done. Phil Kirpin joins us at 7:35 this morning to give us an update on the Menendez trial that kicks off today. 8:05, we got Mara Judkis from the Washington Post. It's pumpkin spice latte season. What the hell does that mean? She'll tell us. And then Stephen Green is a Charlottesville marcher arriving in D.C. today to commit some civil disobedience. We'll find out what that means at 8:35 this morning. Vince Colonna is sitting alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now is our fave. We love him. Syndicated columnist Cal Thomas. Cal, good morning. How are you, Cal?
Hello, Mary and Vince. Well, I couldn't be better. I'm in northern Italy right now, looking at a row after row of vineyards and thinking of fine Italian wine. What could be better than that?
The jealousy in my heart disgusts me right now. I can't even handle it, Cal. But thank you for breaking up from your trip in paradise to speak to us.
And notice that
it's a fact-finding trip.
Ah, there you go. And his cell phone connection is better than some of the people calling us from the local area. Cal, while you're away, you probably have heard that the Trump administration announced the end of the DACA program, which is the protection for the so-called Dreamers. He's kicking it back to Congress and saying, if you want this, then you need to pass a law, giving them 6 months to do so. Do you think Congress can actually come up with anything meaningful?
Well, that's a great question, Mary. They haven't been able to come up with anything meaningful on repeal and replace Obamacare. They've got reforming the tax code on their table. They put the D in dysfunction. I'm thinking of proposing that we change D.C. To dysfunctional city. I think it would be far more descriptive than District of Columbia. But look, they've got to do this, and the Trump administration is right. This is about laws. This is about Congress fixing it. I went back and looked at some of the video of President Obama when he announced this DACA program, and he was assuring Americans it was not amnesty, it's not permanent residency, it's not any of these other things, and now it turns out it was all of those things. The left wants to import more votes from other nations, get them here, and then use sympathy and our feelings and emotions to keep them here. I think Congress is the right place to do this. Whether they have the guts to step up and do it and what that would look like remains to be seen.
I heard a clever line yesterday. Congressman Mark Walker, who's the head of the RSC, said it's called deferred action. We deferred it. Now it's time for action. So Congress is considering this. Is there anything, Cal Thomas, that you'd like to see in a compromise where Dreamers get pushed through? Is there anything else immigration-wise you'd like to see done?
Well, look, I think first of all, look, a lot of these people came here as kids. They were sent up by their parents who were still in Mexico or in Central America. They're grown up now. Here's what I could tolerate for a compromise. If you've got a job, if you're paying taxes, if you're not breaking the law, if you haven't committed any crimes while you're here, then we'll think about staying. But no voting and no citizenship. And if you want to have that privilege, then you have to go through the regular process of applying for citizenship like all of the people who are here or in America legally. And I don't think we should give people who broke our laws to get to America special consideration over those who obey the law to get to America. So no voting and no citizenship. And if you have a job and haven't committed a crime and are paying the taxes, then I think that would be a decent compromise. Otherwise, you're going to have this magnet business and draw more and more and more people until it gets out of control.
I want to ask you about Bob Menendez. His trial begins today, the opening statements in it, and it's received scant attention from the press. But what you have here, Cal Thomas, is a sitting U.S. senator, a Democrat, being tried for corruption. How much do you expect we'll hear about this as this trial continues?
Well, the New York Times in the initial story ran, I think it was a 1,200-word story, didn't mention once that he was a Democrat. This happens a lot. I mean, you used to run stories about Ted Kennedy, and never one mention that he was a liberal. But they would run stories about Jesse Helms, the late senator from North Carolina, and every other paragraph it would be conservative, arch-right, and all of these other descriptive things meant to slime them. But, a corrupt politician from New Jersey, who ever heard of such a thing? They've got a whole wing in Illinois at Joliet just for former governors.
So you're saying this is a dog bite man story, right? This is like it's so non-exceptional that they shouldn't cover it. It's totally standard.
Well, if it were a Republican, it'd be front page all the time.
Right.
But the real problem here, in addition, of course, to Menendez's personal problems, we don't want to prejudge this. He's entitled, of course, to due process. But as everybody's been talking about, what if there is a close vote in the Senate on anything and his vote is needed and it turns out to be a tie without him and Vice President Pence casting the deciding vote? So Democrats are quite worried about that, and they're right to be worried about it.
Yeah, Menendez, by the way, his lawyers made a hilarious argument about why he should skip the trial in parts. He's like, hey, look, the pressures of my job are such that the timing is not of my own choosing. Like, other people dictate what time I have to be at my job. Yeah. And the judge responded, yeah, so does a plumber. Like, why do you think you're exceptional? Anyway.
Yeah, well, the plumber doesn't get as much time off as members of Congress. You know, they've got something, like 20 legislative days now before they take their next break. I think we only ought to pay them when they're in town. It's ridiculous.
Let's talk quickly about Harvey Aid and this idea that the Senate, that the Republican, the House is going to get kicked back a bill that has the debt ceiling attached to the bill so that it's then back on them. What do you think about the Senate marrying the two of those things?
Well, first of all, the debt ceiling is a joke. I mean, I don't even know why we have one, because every time we come up against it, it gets raised.
Right.
Why even have a debt ceiling? The last two quarters, I think it's two, maybe three quarters, the government has taken in more money from our taxes than ever before. And yet the debt continues to grow because they can't control their spending.
Yes.
Ronald Reagan used to say the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. They don't cut anything. They only spend. And this is why we need term limits, by the way, but
that's
we're never
right.
going to get it. I think you got to take care of the Harvey victims. I mean, that's just a given. But there's got to be some control of spending. Or we're $20 trillion in debt. The interest we're paying on the debt is more than the GDP of some countries.
That's
right.
We
can't go on like this.
All right, Cal Thomas, thank you. You're right. Both things have to get done. I appreciate you continuing to care about the United States while sipping wine in Italy. Appreciate that, sir. 644.
Ciao, bambino, ciao.
644 now on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain or dental visits or just constantly worrying about your teeth? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Well, I have some great news. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, they have your solution with Hybridge. It's a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Smile confidently knowing that your teeth can look, feel, and function as real teeth should. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob are the best. So I encourage you to learn from them about how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the food you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. To understand your dental options, attend their free Hybridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's Monday, September 18th. Now, seating is limited. So pick up the phone and call Rocky right now, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
645 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have a delay for our Maryland commuters, normally not for the morning rush hour in this direction, but we have a crash, three cars involved, interloop right in College Park as you approach the exit for I-95, and that's why coming around from Colesville Road, you're hitting that just stop traffic. Feeder roads also getting slow to merge onto the beltway, such as New Hampshire Avenue. So get ready. If you travel from Bethesda again over to College Park, you will need extra time due to this crash right near I-95. Top side on the outer loop, normal backups extend in towards Silver Spring, leaving 95. 270, volume through Urbana, Hyattstown, again in Germantown. George Washington Parkway, we've had three incidents this morning. Now, this latest one in the northbound direction near the overlooks, causing the northbound delays, southbound rubbernecking, and the two earlier accidents had been cleared. 66 East near 123, that crash sits to the shoulder. And for Metro, a little bit better news too. On the Green Line, they have residual delays to Greenbelt, but the earlier stop train malfunction at the waterfront's been resolved. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances coming in this morning. Scattered showers, a steadier rain possible this afternoon. And temperature-wise, we're going to hold in the upper 60s, maybe the low 70s all day. So temperatures much cooler, quarter of an inch of rain. The rain will end early tonight, then some clearing, upper 50s, suburbs cooler. Sunny tomorrow, a high of only 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees, 648 on WMAL.
Hillary Clinton is in the news.
Indeed she is.
Yes, she is. That book of hers, seems that there have been pieces of it leaked.
Yeah, they do send out sometimes embargoed copies of these books in order to allow the press to begin combing through them, looking for things. But apparently, I saw CNN was tweeting about it. You know, sometimes the bookstores get them early, mm-hmm. and they're in the back. They're just held in boxes. You just, like, you know, grease the wheels a little bit. You pay, go in there and bring in a little bit extra dollar, and you can get the... get the book out early.
Yeah, well, she is going after Bernie Sanders, apparently, in this book. She accuses him of paving the way for those crooked Hillary attacks that President Trump was launching on her. She blames Bernie for that because he resorted to innuendo and impugning my character during the primary. She said that because he couldn't make a policy argument against her, and she writes, nonetheless, his attacks caused lasting damage, making it harder to unify progressives in the general election and paving the way for Trump's crooked Hillary campaign.
Was it Donna? Was it Bernie Sanders who was leaking debate questions to Hillary Clinton? Oh no, wait, that was the DNC and Donna Brazile. I seem to recall there was a ton of evidence that didn't have anything to do with innuendo. It just had to do with facts.
Yeah, she also goes on to say, she writes in the book, a deranged hitchhiker. You know that, you remember in the movie There's Something About Mary, and Ben Stiller catches a ride with this hitchhiker, and he talks about how he's going to get rich with, instead of 8-minute abs, he's got 7-minute abs, and Ben Stiller says, well, it's the same thing, but it's just quicker. And then Ben Stiller, you know, because Ben Stiller says, why not 6-minute abs? Well, Hillary says, that's what it was like in policy debates with Bernie. We would propose to a bold infrastructure plan or an ambitious new apprenticeship program for young people, and then Bernie would announce basically the same thing but bigger. On issue after issue, it was like he kept promising 4-minute abs or even no minute abs, magic abs. Also, we have learned that Hillary Clinton's longtime aide Huma Abedin was devastated by the news that her husband's sexting investigation, the underage one, had caused the FBI to reopen the probe into Clinton's email server, and she burst into tears. This man is going to be the death of me, Abedin said.
Well, keep those camera phones away from the wieners. 650 on WMAL.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? With all this searching from site to site, it can take hours, if not days, to find the perfect place to stay. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Save time and money today by visiting Tripping.com, the world's largest vacation rental search engine. Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs. And Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to find the perfect place for you. Simply type in your destination, and Tripping.com shows you all available properties from the top vacation rental sites, so you can search and compare listings all in one place. Visit Tripping.com to find the best vacation rental for your family. That's TRIPPING.com. To find a place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Well, you're probably wondering how your money's doing. It's 6:53. Time to check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Stock futures have just turned mixed after yesterday's Dow plunge of more than 200 points. The Dow is indicated a little higher. We might see a little recovery this morning when the markets open. Markets in Europe and Asia are all lower right now. All eyes are on one of the most powerful hurricanes in recorded history, Irma, in the Caribbean. It's Category 5. Not only are the insurance and energy industries watching this storm carefully. Orange juice futures are jumping right now because of Irma. Florida is the world's number two producer of oranges. American Airlines and other airlines have started canceling some Florida and Caribbean flights, of course, and the NFL has already postponed Sunday's game between the Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Just to be aware, in the Atlantic, Hurricane Jose has already formed behind Irma, and in the Gulf, Tropical Storm Katia has just formed. President Trump speaks today in North Dakota. He will promote his promised corporate tax cuts. Investors will be listening. 30 years ago today, 2.5 billion people watched Princess Diana's funeral on television. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters in Ashburn, watch for the crash. It's reported here eastbound on Route 7 right near Ashburn Village Boulevard. That's before you get to the Loudoun County Parkway. 66, definitely bunched up here this morning, getting past Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, toward 123, scene of the earlier accident, which is now gone. Boy, George Washington Parkway definitely struggling here. The accident northbound GW Parkway near the overlooks, it looks like they're blocking a lane in each direction, and that's why southbound, you're just at a standstill before you get to 123. So watch for 123 Chainbridge Road to pick up the extra bailout traffic over to Chainbridge, which it already is. And the top side of the Maryland Beltway on the inner loop side, we'll look for delays just as you come around from Georgia Avenue to College Park. This is an unusual backup, but that's due to the multi-car crash right near the exit for I-95. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in, raincoats out, umbrellas up. Few showers around this morning. Some steadier rain comes in this afternoon. Temperatures will stay in the upper 60s, low 70s all day. That's about where you are right now. Tonight, the rain will end early. Some clearing later. 57 outside the Beltway, cooler. On Thursday, mostly sunny, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at Reagan National, 69 degrees, 6:57 on WMAL. Do you remember that march to Washington, D.C.? Started at Charlottesville, right at the Robert E. Lee statue. Do you remember that?
We haven't heard much about it at all, because from what I understand, they're not hardy people. No. So there's not a lot of actual marching from Charlottesville to D.C. There's a lot of walking a couple of blocks, and then I'll be back later.
I mean, if you remember, we had one of the marchers on with us last week, and we were talking about how at the beginning of the march, they had like 200 people. By day two, it had dwindled to 35 or so. They've had trouble picking up more. Mark Ruffalo, the actor, actually joined them at one point to walk on the day that they were walking 13 miles. He bailed after three. I don't know why. We didn't get any reaction from him. I'm not sure if it was the smell or if it was, you know, the opinions or if it was just his feet were tired. He needed different New Balances, whatever.
The drum banging. It was
some
the
reason,
drum banging.
The bongos.
Yes, the bongos.
The bongos, the traveling bongos. Anyway, they're arriving today in D.C. and they're promising that civil disobedience, whatever that means.
Aren't they going to be really tired? See, this is why I don't fear the revolution, because they're just they're just not hardy people. And I always say, if they throw a ball, if they fight the way Obama throws a baseball, we're fine.
They're not hardy people. Things are fine. Yeah, Stephen Green joins us at 8:35 this morning. He's one of the marchers, and we're going to talk to him and find out what that all means. Specifically, like, what's the civil disobedience going to be? They're apparently going to the White House, so you sort of have to behave. The Secret Service is watching. But we'll see. Anyway, Stephen Green, 8:35 this morning. It'll be nice to talk to him. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think their civil disobedience is going to be what they usually do, which is just littering. They do a lot of, they're very dirty people. There's a lot of littering at most of these things. I'm not saying these people are, but I'm saying in general, whenever you have one of these marches against, you know, Trump or anything like, they leave the place a disaster area. The environmentalists just leave just garbage everywhere.
You come through in hazmat suits after to scan the area. The Charlottesville Council has voted to remove another Confederate statue. This one's of Stonewall Jackson from a local park. There was a hearing last night. And the vote came down at 11 last night, 5-0. The city council has decided they're going to remove a statue of Stonewall Jackson.
So of course they are.
It continues in Charlottesville. And then lastly here, we've got Robert E. Lee's descendant. You remember the guy who went out and spoke at the VMAs? He gave a statement about, you know, how his ancestor was a big old white supremacist. Well, he's announced that he's leaving his own church, the Bethel United Church of Christ in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He wrote that while he did have congregants who supported his speech, many actually resented the attention the church received after the VMAs. So he's resigning. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, Mark Kerkorian from the Center for Immigration Studies will be with us to talk about, maybe DACA and where that's going, if anywhere.
Yeah, I know. You want to know details about that Robert Menendez trial? Phil Kirpin will have the most scintillating details you can ever possibly consume.